The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to Dear Gabby. I'm really excited. I did something really special for you. I took the meditation from episode 81, the episode on how to honor your addictive patterns through internal family systems. I took this beautiful meditation out of the episode and I decided to make it its own practice, its own episode, so that you could just return to it and use it to help settle your system, to help bring your nervous system to a place of peace and to allow yourself to connect to the most profound part of you, the part of you that is the compassionate, courageous, confident, curious part of you. And that is known as self with a capital S. Self is thinking in spiritual terms as your higher self or the universe or the God within you. But when we're connected to self, we have this internal presence that can really regulate and calm and find solutions. And we also have these parts of us that are very much in protector mode. And in IFS, they're known as protector parts. And protectors can be the controlling parts. Protectors can be the parts of you that are addicted. The goal of this meditation is to help you relax those protector parts and connect to enough of that self energy so that you can really feel that energy take over and calm your internal system. If you want to learn more about internal family systems therapy, you can read my book, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. Inside Happy Days, I have an entire chapter based on IFS and how we have these different parts of ourselves and how when we connect to self, everything can be soothed. So before we begin the meditation, I want you to think of a protector part that we can work with. And once again, a protector part could be an addictive behavior. It could be a way that you might be hiding out. It could be a way that you overcompensate. For me, a protector was the controlling part of me, also the addict part of me. If there's something up for you right now that feels very extreme, just follow my lead and notice it as a part of who you are, not who you are. And let this meditation from episode 81 guide you on your journey towards connecting to self. So let's look at the part. And the goal of this practice is to get to know the part and then extend some self energy to it if we can today. Maybe we can, maybe we won't. Whatever we can do, what are you going to do? So gently close your eyes. I want you to just focus your attention inward. And we're going to commit to that part that you've chosen to notice, being mindful that some other protectors might come in. And if you shift, you can actually adjust the same practices to the new part that's present. That's pretty big work, but you can do it. We can, if you're open for it. I want you to just check into your body and just notice any sensations or feelings that come up when you lean into this protector part that we're getting to know today. Just notice. Notice what you notice. What does it feel like in your body? Does it have a color or a shape? Does it have a location in your body? Does it have an image? Now bring your attention to that part more. And spend some time just gathering your attention towards that part. Letting that part show you more of what can be revealed.
Does it have a gender? Or an age? Do any images come to mind? Any times in your life? Just getting to know the part. Breathing into that part. Allow the part to contact you in whatever way feels safe and easy to connect. Does it make a sound? Is it telling you anything? Is this part of you telling you anything? Again, maybe there's no words, but there's just images and sensations. Noticing the part. Giving it a moment to just reveal whatever it wants you to know. Now take a moment to just deepen your breath. Take a deep breath and connect more. Notice your reactions to the part as it comes up, as you become aware of it. Do you want to just push it away? Are you patient with it? Are you annoyed by it? How do you feel toward the part? Is your heart open to this part or is it shut? There's no right or wrong answer. Just notice how you feel towards it. And check in. Is there any feelings of compassion or curiosity to get to know it more? You feeling calm in the moment? Do you feel connected to the part at all? Starting to notice. Now ask yourself, how did this part get its job? How did it get its job? Is it satisfied with this job? Maybe ask how old it is. And if this part of you wasn't working so hard in this extreme role, what else might it be doing? And just check in now. And is there anything that's any objections to the idea of doing that other thing instead of working so hard in this extreme role? Are there any fears or objections to asking this part to take a break? Now gently place your hand on your heart and your other hand on your belly, making contact with that part. Allowing yourself to just take a deep breath and let it go. Letting the part know that you are here with it now. Letting the part know that I am here, Gabby's here, to help create a calm space for the part. Feel me really with you right here, right now, with a tremendous amount of compassion and calmness. And commitment. I have so much commitment to helping you just let this part relax. Maybe you're curious to get to know more in your next therapy session. If that's the case, just let the part know. Yeah, I'm curious to get to know you a little bit more. That would be cool. If there's any feelings of compassion or words of compassion that you have towards the part, just let it know. How you feel. And really just give yourself a moment where you smile and breathe, just really tapping into that confidence and the courage that you have today to have the bravery to even just do this practice with me. It's just really just take a moment of pride for that courage and that compassion. And open up your mind to creative possibilities as we close this meditation with a prayer to connect us to self. A prayer to align this part with the self energy that is ever present within you and around you. The undamaged, resourced self. The internal parent that you always wanted and needed, that's always been there. They've been there for you. At this moment, honor all that was revealed. Say thank you to the part. Thank you for revealing to me that you're there. Extend some commitment to stay curious. If you feel called, if you feel comfortable, you can just say something like, I'm committed to getting to know you more. And if you feel that connection and that compassion for the part, maybe just let it know. I love you and I thank you. And I know it's been really hard. It's been really extreme. But I'm committed to getting to know you more. And I'm even just simply committed to breathing with you. And let the self just hold space now as we close. To let the part acknowledge the self if it's able to. How does that part feel now in presence of self? Just tap into that feeling. Take a deep breath in. And just feel my compassion and commitment to you. Take a deep breath in and let it go and just connect to that calmness in this space, in this room that we've all created. Take a deep breath in and let it go and just honor the courage that you have to show up for yourself in this way today. And just make the commitment with me that you'll get to know this part a little bit more whenever it feels safe. One last deep breath in. And let it go. And when you're ready, open your eyes.